Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to, I guess, ask a little bit about the potential race problem in the NFL. And when you look at the weekend and you look at the one game suspension for Gronk, when it was a malicious hit into the back of somebody's head that knocked the guy unconscious. Tom Brady goes nuts on his offensive coordinator, and the world just kind of quietly brushes everything aside and moves along about their business. Does Brady get a pass for that? I think Brady's... I tweeted about that, Kevin, and I think Brady's just a baby.
Sure.
He had a wide-open receiver, and he missed the throw. And I don't know, I'm sure at some point we'll see the effects thing, but he missed the throw. Plain and simple for him. He was in the wrong on it and shouldn't have been yelling. But if Dez does something like that, the entire sports world is talking about how Dez is a bad character. He is a bad dude, and he doesn't deserve to be able to talk to anybody like that.
Man, I definitely think you're onto something there. And I'm usually not somebody who's like, oh, it's a race issue or it's racism. But, man, I do kind of think you can look at the Patriots and say, sure is weird that these two super white people are getting off the hook without much of a problem whatsoever, when if they weren't white, it seems like it'd be more problematic. Like, you start with Tom Brady. I certainly understand one of the things people will say is, well, he's won, so he's earned that right, and Dez hasn't won anything. Yeah, I get that, but it would be different if people were like, oh, look at how fiery Tom Brady is, and they're like, oh, Dez Bryant's, you know, he's out of control. But it always, like, veers into something more, right? Because I feel like whenever they bring up Dez Bryant, they're like, people will say, oh, well, you know, Dez has had an issue since that bit at the mall. Or because of his family upbringing, or because of this, because of that. Like, why is that fair game? Now, Tom Brady's in business with somebody who's got in trouble with the federal government twice. Tom Brady pushes water that he says cures concussions and cheated on a pregnant lady. But that never comes up. But anytime Dez does anything, and it's just like getting harder and harder to pretend like it has nothing to do with race.
Do you think that doesn't come up in Boston? Because I don't listen to Boston radio every day.
No, I don't.
I wake up and listen to our radio and know that I'm hearing stuff about Dez constantly. So I feel like they probably talk about stuff up there all the time. They have to fill their time. They have to discuss things.
Sure, sure. But I'm talking about more from like a national perspective.
Okay.
You know, they're like, oh, that's just Brady being competitive. And then it's just like, well, it's just Dez. Don't forget about that thing with his mom. And you wonder why that is. And then move over to the suspensions, right? Like, Gronk slowed down, changed his step pattern to make sure he could get it just right, and dropped an elbow to the head of somebody who was down on the ground. And he got one game suspension. And you know what people keep saying? Man, dude, usually Gronk's just being Gronk. It's crazy. This time is probably too far. Like, why does that little add-on so positive instead of, man, that's the biggest cheap shot we've seen all year.
Yeah,
he should probably be suspended for the rest of the regular season. But what happened? One game.
Now, Burfict is a known, like, this guy hits people cheaply all the time.
Sure.
What was the first time he did it? Did he get a one game suspension or did he get more?
No, I think he did get more the first time, and obviously it's been increasing ever since. And I bet it wasn't even a hit as bad as that. Like, the Gronk hit is insane. The play's over. The guy is down. Gronk runs to him while he's laying on the ground with his back turned and drops an elbow to his head. How in the world does that get you a one-game suspension? And like I said, I'm not usually the race guy. But I do kind of wonder in this instance, whether it's the NFL doing nothing or whether it's the media just being like, well, what can you do? Or whether it's fans. Like, I do kind of not understand why the whitest of the white people up there in Boston, the racism capital of this country, get treated like so nicely, while if it's other athletes, especially other athletes that aren't white.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that nobody up there will talk about stuff? Like, their coach won't comment about anything. If he doesn't want to talk about it, he owns the media up there. They won't ask questions that they don't feel he'll answer. They'll ask questions they think he'll answer. He still won't answer them. And so he runs it. He runs the show up there. They even, what was the day where the guy tried to compliment him? And he was like, you know, you're the best at it. And he was like, no, you're the best at it. And they had that. He still owned that press conference. The fact that they won't say anything means that it can get swept under the rug easier. If they don't talk about it, but what's going to happen here? Jerry's going to talk about it. Somebody's going to talk about something. Something will leak out, right? Like, that's what happens around here. That doesn't happen in New England. So things are easier to sweep away. And the national media just gives up on the topic altogether because there's nothing perpetuating the story beyond that.
Ha-ha. Well, here's what I think could perpetuate the story and make it more problematic. Hence the basic crux of my question at the very beginning. Like, the NFL has tried to buy out the people kneeling for the anthem, right? Like, they're giving $90 million for the charitable causes and everything like that. Which essentially,
players are all saying is a bunch of BS anyway.
Well, sure. But you'll admit they're trying to buy out of it, right? Like, they're saying, hey, will you guys shut up if we give all this money?
Yeah.
All right. So if that goes away, will this become the next thing if, let's say, this weekend something crazy were to happen with a black player who then got suspended like two or three games? How many shows do you think, especially TV shows, would show the two hits side by side or back to back and be like, man, the white player got one game. This other player is getting two or three. How does that work? I just feel like they've set the stage for what could be the next, like, huge racial issue for the NFL at a time when, my God, do they not need it.
Kind of like what they had to do with Zeke, right? To make up for Ray Rice, they had to come out and make him an example.
Yes.
Like, because they punished Ray Rice, right? They gave him the suspension, and ultimately it killed his career.
Absolutely.
With Zeke, it's a you could really kill your team situation. You could really kill your chances in a young career to have something special happen. Now you're down to your last strike. But they had to make him an example across the league about their stance on things. So then what's going to happen is, oh, well, Gronk can do it and only get a one game suspension. Well, I can go do the same thing. Well, the next player is going to be the example, not Gronk. It's going to be the next player. We have to make him an example. And then it's going to be a black player, and that's what's going to happen is everybody's going to say, this is clearly a race issue.
Man.
Whenever it's maybe circumstantial, but clearly it looks like it's a race issue.
Exactly. And someone just texted this in, and I think this is a great point. And I'll say for the record, like, I don't like Gronk, and I don't like the Patriots, but I think it goes beyond that. From the 210, Zeke pulls a top down and the NFL throws that into a suspension. But think about Zeke for an example, all right? So he went into the weed shop, poor judgment. Pulled that girl's top down, poor judgment. Even though people will say, like, she was doing it too, but still, poor judgment. Gronk holds a football clinic to teach women about football, which, like, most people you would be like, that's sexist. And everyone's like, oh, classic Gronk. And then there's that video of him on the cruise ship, and he's like, yeah, where can I get some drugs? I mean, a beer. And everyone's like, ha ha, classic Gronk being Gronk.
Did,
like,
he pass his drug test?
Well, you have to be an idiot to fail a drug test. Sorry for anyone who's failed a drug test that's listening. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, the transgressions are not that different, but everyone has already just decided to like Gronk. Why? I don't know, but everyone decided not to like Zeke. Why? I don't know, but this is the example that will be played out when people are like, it's a race issue. You can see the seeds of it right now.
Yeah, And from the 409, they're not even donating $90 million. They're reallocating it. Reallocating the donations taken away from Armed Services and Brady Cancer Awareness.
Well, sure. And yes, by the way, and
breast cancer.
And by the way, even if they were donating $90 million, it's over the span of 7 years, which means each year, each team is donating $400,000.
And there's,
whoa, look out.
And there's no doubt in my mind. I think we averaged that out. That's like $4 for Jerry Jones' team.
Yes, that's right. See, 424. Already getting going. What about that white kicker from the Giants, Josh Brown? He got one game.
Yeah, and he didn't even play in the league anymore. Doesn't even play in the league anymore.
Plus, he admitted to all of the horrific things and that he did to his life at the time.
I'll admit, and I know that's the next segment, I think Zeke was a little out of control with some of the things that he was doing. And if this was the way they pinned, look, these things can come back and bite you in the butt no matter how much they get covered up, then you have to suffer. I mean, I think punching a DJ, the top pulling down thing, all those things that kind of lined up, it was a little, he likes to party too much, and everybody knew it, and he was throwing it in everybody's face. But Gronk's the same kind of guy. But I haven't heard any stories about him punching a DJ out.
Right.
I have heard him, you know, I also haven't seen him on video pulling a girl's shirt down. There are things you hear about it. Just doesn't seem to happen. You know, like you hear about the guy. Same kind of guy, though. Loves to party, reckless, wild, goes out there and does things. But for some reason, the white guy gets to get away with it. Zeke gets a 6-game suspension that they pinned something else on his past for.
So, okay, here's going to be my question then. Because we've already seen, like, this entire year, this has been, when all is said and done at the end of the year, do you think this year in the NFL will be remembered for whoever wins the Super Bowl, whoever wins the MVP, or will it be remembered for the kneeling during the anthem?
Oh, man, I don't think this is the end of that.
Well, sure. But, like, when you look at the history of the NFL, this is going to be the anthem year.
Yeah, people will look back and say that was the year of social injustice and the decision to really call it to action.
Okay, then do you think this will be the next phase of that, and this could eventually lead to another... Like, because I'm not saying that the anthem was strictly a racial thing, but you have to admit, like, a lot of it played out along racial lines. Do you think this could be the next thing that creates a racial divide or pushes away the audience or whatever other repercussions come along with it?
I think it's really difficult to prove, but if enough players get into the discussion about it, then probably. I just think it's very tough to prove that it's a legit, the NFL front office.
Because, of course, they're going to be like, nah.
Is sitting up there and saying, we have to let the white players do this, and we have to make the black players suffer. It's very difficult to prove that. But I'm very interested in this. Do you think that Gronk's got a target on his back? And who is it? Is a white player going to be the guy that takes him out?
The thing about that is, I guess I would say no, because did you see... Like, none of the players from the other team did anything about it, which would have been really fascinating then. Like,
were they a little caught off guard initially?
Sure. But you would think in a gladiator sport like that, you would be ready to throw down at a minute's notice, especially when you saw that. But nothing happened. I would be really fascinated to see. Like,
they'll meet again. I mean, Buffalo and New England will meet again.
But what would they do if, let's say, a player... right after that, push Gronk to the ground or forearmed him in the neck. I mean, are you going to suspend that player? Probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to give him at least one game. So you're telling me the guy protecting his teammate is worse than the guy with all his gear on, slowed down, and tried to, and make no mistake about it, he tried to injure that person.
Now, what you're going to have in that instance is if somebody comes over and starts the fight there in that instance and other people get involved, he's going to get more games than Gronk does because it's a retaliation.
Okay, and if that player, let's just say, if that player is not white, is that going to set it off?
And, I mean, Tre'Davious White is not white. So if he was the one to do it,
which is somewhat
obviously.
Somewhat confusing.
Yes. I mean, obviously that's going to be the thing, and that's why it has to be subtle. You have to do it like when he's been tackled by three or four guys, you stand up on his inner thigh. You know, you do stuff like that. You don't go out there and just punch him while everybody can see it. You got to do it very subtly so that he realizes he's hurt at the end of that game.
Praying for a dog pile.
Yeah.
For the record,
all
though.
All the dog piles.
Mm-hmm. You want Tre'Davious White to draft someone else for that fight, right? Like, yes. That's not who you want to put up against.
All right. Okay. Who do you want knocking Gronk out? Like, think about this for a second.
The Mountain.
There are. That's about it, right? There aren't many players in the NFL that you're going to say can light him up, that can take him down. That's a problem with him, right? If you're a defensive back, you struggle just trying to guard him. If you're a linebacker, you can't catch up to him because he's got moves. He's fast. So being able to actually put a hit on him that punishes him, well, he can take the pounding. He really can. So it's going to have to be a defensive lineman. It's going to have to be, you know, something. It'll have to be on a sideline. You get him over to that sideline, an offensive lineman, just fall and elbow him in the head. And otherwise, you really can't. He could be hit by three guys, and they'll still bounce off of him.
Man, I would really like to see someone look for the payback against Gronk, just because I think he deserves it. But secondly, I can't wait to see the fascinating part after that, because if Colby's right and that person gets suspended for more games than what Gronk did, and people are like, you're trying to start a race war. No, absolutely not. The question was, do you think this could be the start of the very next part of it? Because I think if you were to see that, this is the spark that's going to lead to the next, like, redivide.
I could totally see that be the next phase of it, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.